This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. For the first time since the Russia probe started more than 2 years ago, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is speaking about his report. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details. We'll have to get to that report in just a minute. Meanwhile, the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said Wednesday that there are all options on the table as far as pursuing impeachment against President Donald Trump. Nadler said that Mueller's earlier statements clearly demonstrated that President Trump has been lying to the American people and that the Congress will hold the president accountable. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, said that Congress will continue to investigate the issue with the goal of doing what's best for the country. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said Wednesday afternoon that Mueller has closed his office and moved on, and that everyone else should do the same. Israel's parliament voted early Thursday to dissolve itself and hold an early election after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to put together a coalition government. The lawmakers voted 74 to 45 to break up and hold a new vote on September 17th. Netanyahu had a midnight deadline to form a new government after winning the April 9th election. He was hoping to form a coalition between his conservative Likud party and ultra-Orthodox lawmakers, along with another conservative bloc formed by former defense minister, that is, Avigdor Lieberman, but talks fell apart over the issue of conscription of ultra-Orthodox Jews. This is VOA News. Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan said that Iran was preparing to unleash a series of attacks in the Middle East when the United States sent an aircraft battle group and strategic bombers to the region. Meanwhile, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford said that intelligence reports indicated that there was something like a campaign about to start from Yemen, the Gulf, and Iraq. Shanahan said that he had high confidence in those reports. Wednesday in Abu Dhabi, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Iran was almost certainly responsible for recent mine attacks against oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi rejected Bolton's accusation as, in his words, ridiculous. Police in Bangladesh filed charges Wednesday against 16 people connected to the burning death of a teenage girl who made sexual harassment allegations against her school principal. 19-year-old Nusrat Jahan Rafi was soaked with kerosene and set ablaze on the rooftop of her Islamic school April 6th, just days after filing her complaint against Siraj Dula, her principal. The burning of that young woman has set off demonstrations and protests and highlighted a sharp increase in sexual harassment cases in the South Asian country. Police said that Dula, who was arrested after the complaint was filed, ordered the girl's murder from jail. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has vowed to prosecute everyone involved. Turkey unexpectedly released a former NASA scientist with joint U.S.-Turkish citizenship on Wednesday, 3 years after he was jailed on terrorism charges. Serkan Golca's wife said that she was shocked when he was allowed to walk out of prison and head home to his parents' house in the southern city of Hatay. Serkan was freed hours after a telephone call between President Donald Trump and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Turkish police had arrested Golca in July of 2016 in a nationwide campaign against anyone suspected of supporting exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen. President Erdogan has blamed Gulen and his supporters for a failed coup that tried to topple his government. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.